This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome here, welcome back, and enter the void we most certainly will do today. I have been so excited to record this episode. It has been bubbling and percolating and moving through me, honestly, for years. I've talked about this in my live classes, on YouTube, on social media, in my private circles. In everything that I do, I talk about this piece of manifestation that is missing, and that is shadow work. And it is such an important piece that I really want to shout it from the rooftop so everybody knows. And that is exactly what I'm going to be doing today. Dropping that wisdom, dropping that knowledge, bringing you into the black hole, bringing you into the void so that you can shine brighter after you listen to this. But before we hop in, I just want to tell you how appreciative I am that you are here with me, that you are on this journey, that we are doing this together, that we are traveling through the cosmos at the speed of light through this wild human existence. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I would so appreciate if you would share with anybody that you think would like this, would be interested in these black holes and this love and this light and this void and everything that we explore here. And if you are loving what you're hearing, leaving a review helps me so much, so I really appreciate you taking the time to do that, dropping some love down below, and bringing all of this out into the world so that more people can find us, more people are magnetized to this show, to this mission, to this process, to everything that is being created in Love, Light, and Black Holes, and it is a lot. Getting into that, I have been in hyper creation mode. I just have so much moving through me right now, and it is so exciting to be in this place of, wow, how do I get all of this out fast enough so that it doesn't die inside me, so that I don't lose momentum, and so that I don't burn out? Because that is very real. But I have been creating something called the Future Self Frequency, the 7-day lock-in, and it is moving through me so vividly in my own life that I had to put it down. I had to create a course out of it. And it is a 7-day audio series that is going to take you through the various processes of becoming your future self now. And that, of course, includes a little bit of shadow work, because that's just what I do and that's what I love. And you'll see why. After this episode, you're gonna be like, oh shit, yeah, no, I definitely need to be doing more shadow work, because that is clearly the missing link. But this future day frequency lock-in is 7 days, 10 to 12 minute audios every single day, bringing you through this incredible journey of letting your old self die, becoming your future self now, accepting what created you and what helped you become this person that you are currently, and being appreciative and grateful for all that you already have manifested. Because do you remember when you wanted what you have now? I guarantee there are so many things in your life that you could point out and be like, oh shit, yeah, you know what? There was a point in time where I really did want that, and now it's here and it's alive and it's real and I manifested it. So this is going to take you through not only recognizing what you already have, but taking you into a place where you are living in your future self frequency now. I have been doing this for probably the past 6 months, and it has been absolutely transformative. My life looks so different than it did even just 6 months ago. My dad has been gone from this earth for 9 months, and I would have never thought that I would be where I am right now after his passing, after his death, after the loss of this giant impact of my life. And this is why, because I said, I'm not going to die with him. I'm going to become my future self. I'm going to push through all of the uncomfortable feelings of, I'm not there yet. I should be further along. This is really uncomfortable. I don't actually really like doing this. I don't know how to do this. I trained myself. I watched a ton of YouTubes, created a whole new ecosystem for all of this to live in. And if you had told me 9 months ago that I would be right here, right now, I would have not believed you. I wouldn't have thought it was possible, A of all. And B of all, I would have been like, yeah, right. That isn't even something that I am moving towards. But when I started becoming my future self and realizing that this was what I wanted, and I just had to get over that hump, I had to create some momentum from a dead standstill, that was really when I started seeing change in my life. So long story short, I created this for you. I created this for me. I created this for all of us. Go into the show notes. Start with the free meditation because that is going to give you $23 off the 7-day future self frequency lock-in, which is still only going to be $14. For $14, that's one lunch. You can change your life, right? I promise you. This is going to be something that you're going to have for the rest of time that you can come back to every single evolution. So go down in the show notes, start with the future self free meditation that is going to give you $23 off the future self frequency 7-day lock-in. And then let me know how it goes. Write me from your future life. Send me a postcard. Don't forget us little guys when you reach the top because this is going to work. It's already working for me. It is something that I so deeply believe in. I had to record it in my in-law's closet because it was coming through me so fiercely, so urgently that it just needed to be put out into the world. So there it is. It's open for you to grab. I'm so excited to hear how you manage this, how you process this, how you move through this. So please reach out to me at love@morgangarza.com. Let me know how it goes. I love hearing your stories and connecting with you and being in this community that we have going on in Love, Light, and Black Holes. So let's get into it. The real deal about manifestation, why you're not manifesting, and the shadow work that you're avoiding. This is something that I wish we learned so long ago when we were little. When I was in college, I learned about The Secret. And if you don't know about The Secret, it's this book, this process, this, you know, set of practices that you can do to manifest anything you want. Basically, it's about positive thinking and attracting things to you. But a big thing that The Secret missed out on is shadow work. You can manifest a coffee, you can manifest a parking spot, you can manifest, you know, a few bucks here and there. But when it comes to the really big shit, the life-changing stuff that you really deeply at your core in your soul want, you have to clear some shit out first. So if you've been journaling, you've been scripting, you visualized, you lit the candle, you buried the thing, you planted the seeds, you've done all of the meditations, the manifestations, and they're just not working. Nothing, nada, crickets. It's not that manifestation doesn't work. And when we move through so many things that fail, I think, well, I've come to realize that we have this manifestation anxiety. We have this manifestation trauma that we're like, well, I've tried so hard, it doesn't work, I'm not worthy. I must not be in the right alignment. I must not be worthy, really, it comes down to worth, of receiving what it is that I want. And I've seen this happen time and time again. It has happened to me where I have had this huge goal, something that I really wanted to create in life. I put all of my effort towards it. And effort is something that we're going to talk about in a second. I put all of my effort towards it. I'm manifesting on the new moon. I'm writing down my intentions. I'm doing all of the things, making moon water, pulling tarot cards, using my pendulum, all of the things that I think are supposed to get me to where I want to be, and none of it's working. So then I come to a place where I'm like, shit, this isn't working. I must not be worthy. I must not be in a place where I am okay to receive this, or it must just not be meant for me. And yes, there is an aspect of wanting something and having it not appear in your life because there is something better and you're being redirected, and that is not really what would have been for your best and highest good. However, the general aspect of manifesting requires shadow work. It's not that manifestation doesn't work. It's that your shadow is working harder. And my boy, Carl Jung, we talk about him all the time, the OG of shadow psychology, said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. That means your shadow is driving the bus while you're in the backseat wondering why you're ending up at the same crappy destination. And then you think you're not worthy. You think it's not meant for you. You create this whole belief system. You become smaller. You divert your energy because you think that ain't it. But the real issue here is that you're trying to fill a cup that's already full. You have to release something, let something go, clear something out in order to have space in your cup to bring more in. And if you've manifested big things, maybe, you know, a new job, a raise, a new car, moving, a partner, but then they fall through the cracks, they fall through your fingers. It's like sand. You had it. It was right there, but then it just falls through your fingers and goes away. This is what happens when we don't manage the shadow before we call something in. This episode is why your manifestations aren't landing, why affirmations aren't enough, and why shadow work is the missing key to your magnetism. So let's get into the science of shadow blocking. And this is wild. Your brain doesn't actually know the difference between memory, imagination, or reality. So if your body is carrying unhealed shadow stories like money isn't safe, love equals abandoned, being invisible gets me hurt, your nervous system runs these loops as if they're happening right now. This becomes your reality. This becomes your perception of your reality. And all of us have a different perception of reality because we are coming to it, through it, from our nervous system. We actually experience the world through our nervous system, not our eyes, not our brains, not our bodies. It is our nervous system that perceives everything around us and inside of us. Your biology always, always chooses safety over desire. So if you want something that you've never had before, something big, something huge that is so far off and excites you, but is also like really, really foreign, your body is going to revert to what's comfortable, which usually means staying exactly where you are, unless you move through the shadow of why. Why am I where I am right now? What is it that's keeping me here? How can I identify the root of when this all started? And what is it about this future, this manifestation that feels so far off, that really feels uncomfortable and unsafe? And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about how the subconscious programs running the show are basically old emotional addictions. Our brain gets addicted to these emotions. It is literally an addiction where the brain just gets stuck in these loops, in these ruts. And until you change them, no amount of visualizing your dream house is going to stick. No amount of saying affirmations in the mirror that you're a millionaire. No amount of clearing space in your closet for your person to come in and move in and join your life is going to work, is going to stick. Because deep down, your body thinks that expansion equals danger. It's not your vision board that's blocking you. It's your nervous system. But not all shadows are bad. And this is the interesting piece of the shadow work because Carl Jung coined the golden shadow. And this is the gifts that you've buried. The aspects of your shadow that are really huge parts of who you are, but you have seen them as unsafe. Your shadow isn't just all shame and wounds and trauma and a collection of fear. It's also your golden shadow, the brilliance you've shoved down because you feel too dangerous to shine. Think about that for a second. You feel that it's dangerous to be big, to take up space, to say the thing, to go for it, so that you shove it down. And this isn't trauma that happened to you. This isn't being abused. This isn't self-worth. This is that you are afraid of your own light. You are afraid of how ambitious you could be and what that might change in your life. Think about it. Maybe you've learned being ambitious made people uncomfortable or cringy, or you see someone on stage and they're just glowing and lighting up and part of you is like, man, I really want that. And the other part of you is like, how embarrassing. Or being sensual made people call you too much, or being confident made you arrogant. So you buried those qualities in the basement with the skeletons. They're living right next to your trauma and your shame and your pain and your abuse and all of that. But here's the twist, that brilliance didn't disappear. It's just waiting for you in the shadow. This is the golden shadow. Your hidden gifts are buried alongside your hidden pain. What you envy in others is usually your golden shadow, begging to come out, begging to be seen and take up space in this world and be loved and appreciated by you. And manifestation gurus are all about affirmations and doing things that are typically talked about in manifestation. And that just really isn't all of it. And I don't know if they know about the shadow work or they're doing it on the side and they don't realize how connected they are. But the wild part is all the manifestation teachers you know, they are usually just guiding you to the light. They haven't been pointing to a shadow, to doing shadow work. There is so much here that needs to be addressed, that needs to be talked about, that needs to be mainstream consciousness in regards to manifestation. There are a few. Neville Goddard, imagination creates reality. True, yes. But if your shadows is running fear, that's what your imagination keeps looping. So if your imagination is thinking, oh yeah, if I have a lot of money, if I do get to that place, I'm going to be unsafe. All of these things are going to happen. The people I love are going to leave me. All of the money that I make is going to disappear. I'm going to spend it. I'm not going to use it wisely, right? All of these things are going to loop, whether it's a good imagination or a bad. And Abraham Hicks, toxic positivity. I love Abraham Hicks. I love all of like the vortex and thinking about that beautiful space of being positive all the time. But that is toxic positivity. That is spiritual bypassing. That is negligence of your shadow. That is not how you get to where you want to be. It might work for a time, for sure. Especially when it's new and you're excited about it, but it's not sustainable. It is not going to take you to a place that you're going to be able to set roots in and realize that, oh, I got here because of this. It just doesn't last. Believe me, I've tried it. I wish it did. Wouldn't that be great? This is why this podcast is called Love, Light, and Black Holes, because we don't just live in the love and light, because that is only half of it. And that's a bunch of bullshit. The subconscious programming and shadow reprogramming is so important when it comes to manifestation. So here's how your shadow is hijacking your manifestation. You have a desire, your shadow kicks up shame, you self-sabotage, you call it manifestation not working, and rinse and repeat. Shame is the shadow of desire. Whatever you want has an equal and opposite pull in the darkness, in the shadow, a reason why you can't have that, why it shouldn't happen, why it's not possible. You have all of these excuses, all of these reasons, all of these lived experiences that are like, well, this happened when I wanted that, and that happened when I wanted this. And all of these things are validating experiences as to why you start believing that you ain't shit, that you can't have it, that it's not going to work. And that is just all kicking up your shame. You want financial abundance, but your hidden belief is money makes people leave me, or money is unsafe, or I've never had money, and money was always hard, always difficult, never enough, because something you saw growing up. Every time money tries to flow in, your body panics and pushes it away, or you block it entirely and you never have enough money for your jobs, for your groceries, for anything that you actually need to live on. It's not because you're weak. It's because your shadow still thinks it's protecting you, because this is the loop. This is the emotional addiction that it has. That money isn't safe. Money isn't safe. Okay, yeah, that's right. Money isn't safe. We never had enough. Whenever we did, it went away right away. There was never anything that was going to change that. I'm stuck in this place forever. I will always be poor. I will always be living paycheck to paycheck. I will always have to scrounge for groceries and swipe and pray. This is what your mind is looping in the back end. Underneath everything that is happening consciously, your subconscious has these beliefs that it lives by. And science backs this up. Studies on future self continuity show that when your future self feels like a stranger, you make short-term choices. You scroll, you spend, you procrastinate. When you feel connected to future you, you naturally choose for them. but shadow work keeps them feeling like a stranger. You don't manifest what you want. You manifest what your nervous system believes is safe. There was a time that I had to put groceries back at the grocery store. I was standing in line, I swiped my card, didn't have enough money, had to choose what was going to go back. I lived like this for years. It wrecked my body. It put me into such a state of panic and fear that nothing felt safe, that I felt that I was never going to be able to work myself out of this hole. And I'm good with money. I'm a Taurus. I love money. I love the material. I love having enough money to have all of the material things. I was always really good with money. And then I quit my full-time job to start my first company, and it just wasn't working for a while. And then by the time it did work, I left to protect myself from abuse, but that's another story that I'm actually not legally able to talk about. But in this space where I was swiping and praying, I wasn't addressing my nervous system. I wasn't addressing the shadow. I was just looping. I'm broke. I can't even afford to leave the house. Like, I was so broke that if I went out and had to spend a dollar, I didn't have it. So this was the trauma that I was replaying and creating. And it wasn't until I finally left the company that I started, went out on my own, started healing my nervous system, started having validating experiences in the direction of where I was going, started showing up as my future self, started being delusional about what I was creating. That Delulu is the Salulu. If you hear me, you know. And that was when I started making money. And that was when I started seeing that this money could grow and that this was really where I wanted to be and this was what I deserved and this was who I was. Again, you don't manifest what you want. You manifest what your nervous system believes is safe. And even though I was so uncomfortable and living in so much fear of being so broke, that was still more familiar to me at the time than making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. Those things were so foreign, so incomprehensible to me that I couldn't even imagine how I would bridge that gap when I couldn't even make $30 in a week at a time, you know? And so this loop kept me in this cycle. And I kept manifesting those validating experiences. And when I finally got out of it and looked back, I was like, holy shit, I totally abandoned myself. I let myself go. I didn't look at my shadow. I looped on what wasn't working. It's not working. I'm so broke. It's not working. It's so broke. Right? We get in these places where it's just addiction. It is such an addiction to this emotion. And I'm obsessed with being in this place and I'm telling everyone about it and I'm complaining about it all the time and I'm speaking it so often. I'm crying about it. It was consuming. And now where I'm at financially at this moment is freeing. It's liberating. It's calming. It's safe. It's grounding. Of course I want more. I'm always gonna. But I have allowed myself to realize what I was doing to perpetuate where I didn't want to be. And that is exactly why I am so obsessed with shadow work, because it works. I don't do shadow work so that I can manifest. I do shadow work so that I can fucking sleep at night, so that I can look at myself in the mirror and love what I see back, not physically, on a soul level. I am so obsessed with shadow work that I created a whole company and podcast around it and talk about it constantly because it works, because it is the reason I am where I am right now, because I have tasted the sweet nectar of the outcome, the freedom, the liberation, the safety, the light of shadow work. So how do you do it, right? All right, let's get into it. Start small. Your triggers are portals. Something that is triggering you is always going to show you what you need to look into. Whether that's anxiety, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a behavior, whether you keep looping in this same cycle in this same pattern. You keep attracting the same kind of person. You keep attracting the same kind of job. You keep attracting the same shitty car after one after another that keeps breaking down. All of these things that are triggering you are likely patterns, and these patterns have roots, and those roots are where you want to look at when the shadow started. Where did this take root? When was this seed planted? That awareness is absolutely paramount. You have to start at the root. Otherwise, you're always going to be just cutting off the foliage, and the root is strong and healthy, and it's going to grow right back. You got to nip it in the bud. And so looking at your triggers are portals, you're going to see, okay, I am triggered when this happens. I am going to look at when that started happening. What is the common thread in my life of this happening? When did I first experience this? Maybe it was childhood. Maybe it's a past life. I don't know. You're going to have to dig into it. But that's where journal prompts can get really helpful, because you are allowing yourself to bypass the mind, move into the subconscious, do some automatic free writing, and just see what comes out. And if that's not for you, if you're not a journaler, grab your phone and make a voice note and just start talking. No one's going to hear you. Go on a walk, go sit in a park, go sit in a closet like where I am now, and let yourself just release. Let it all come out. Full stream of consciousness, speaking or writing, is going to be where you're going to be able to see where you're at. And then notice what you deflect. Is it compliments you brush off? Is it opportunities? Is it gratitude? Where are you pushing things away? How are you deflecting the good things that are coming to you? Because you either are uncomfortable, you don't think that you're worthy, you think it's ridiculous, you think, why would you be thinking that about me? All of these things come back to worth. They all come back to shame. And then in your body, pay attention to where you tighten, where you shrink, or where you flare up. That's the shadow trying to speak. For me, when my shadow is buried, it's in my womb. I have grown fibroids of shadows, of trauma, of shame, physical growths, masses that I've had to have surgically removed and came right back, said I didn't deal with the fucking root because I buried them. So where does your shadow live in your body? How can you associate it with a physical spot so that you can start softening into that, so you can start breathing into that, so you can start doing the somatic work that releases all of that tension, all of that structure that has been built around protecting the shadow? Because the shadow wants to be protected, and the ego wants to protect the shadow. But what the shadow actually needs is for the ego to take a walk so it can actually come out of the closet and get the love and attention and recognition that it craves, that it desires. And then you integrate. You start making changes in your life. Okay, so if I start looking at my triggers and I start identifying these patterns and I start realizing that I keep attracting the same whatever it is, insert blank, how can I start unraveling that? How can I start soothing myself so I'm not emotionally addicted to this pattern? How can I bring myself into a place where I am honoring that it's there instead of hiding it? Because the more that you hide from it, the bigger it's going to be, the stronger it's going to grow, the more angry it's going to get, and the more damage it's going to do to your life. This is such a beautiful place to come into acceptance. Shadow work is nothing if it's not self-love. You got to love yourself to look at your shit. You have to realize that this is me. And that everything in your shadow, you put there. Whether consciously or subconsciously, there is nothing there that is going to surprise you unless you have repressed memories from childhood or other parts of your life. In which case, please get professional help, because that is some serious shit that a podcast with me is not going to heal. But this is you loving yourself more than anything. Your shadow just wants love. That's all it wants. And then you start realizing that it softens, that it quiets. You're still always going to have a shadow. The point is not to eradicate the shadow. The point is to love the shadow so that it can sit at your table with the rest of you. You can set a place for it. It can come and sit down and you can have a conversation. Not a drag out, tear down, screaming match. Just a conversation. And this radical acceptance is belonging. It allows yourself to feel that it's okay to be you. It's not okay to hurt other people. It's not okay to abandon yourself. It's not okay to ignore the shadow, but it's okay to be you. And you forgive yourself. You say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. And you come into a place where you are radically accepting all of you. Because then you can go out into the world and make better decisions and become a manifesting master because you've cleared all of this space out of you. And then manifestation is honestly effortless because you become magnetic. You enter this place of effortless manifestation. You are magnetic as fuck. All you have to do is think about wanting something and it comes right in. Not always in the package that you thought, maybe sometimes bigger, sometimes different, but it is going to come in. And this is how I have lived my life. This is how I have created my life. I'm not just spewing a whole bunch of jargon at you. This is my lived experience. Shadow work isn't about fixing yourself. It isn't slaying the monster. It's hugging it back into the light. It's freeing yourself from its grip. Because your shadow isn't blocking your magic. It is magic. It is a whole half of your magic. And the parts that you've been most ashamed of, the things you've shoved away, may be the exact key to the desires you've been chasing. This is what has been missing. So this week, don't just journal your goals. Don't just journal about your shadow. Truly zoom out and look at your life so that you can see, so that you can finally see the triggers and the patterns and the shame and the deflection and the blame and the ways that you hide. And once you start acknowledging those, they almost dissolve immediately because you've looked at them. This is so, so crucial to manifesting. It needs to be addressed in your life, in the world. Go tell everyone you know about this. Your shadow is not the enemy of your manifestation, it's the missing ingredient. Go download the Future Self Meditation. Give yourself a taste of what's coming. Do some shadow work to move through it consciously and with love. And you will realize that in a very short amount of time, manifestations just drop into your lap. And that is the magic. And that is Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'll see you next week. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song. And watch the whole universe light up.